She pressed on, questioning her two friends about Cuthbert.
Tell me about Major Blaindale. I don't know much about him.
Porson seemed quite taken aback.
Great seasons. The chaps have been legend among Long Patrol types. I've heard that Lord Mandorwell sometimes refers to him as the Death Seeker. Says he's been looking to get himself jolly well slain ever since he lost his daughter.
Quartle nodded in Cuthbert's direction.
That chap's been sewn together more times than a blooming patchwork quilt. Just look at those scars. You can see them from here. Talk about perilous.
Tyria was growing impatient with her garrulous escort.
I know that. He's obviously been in lots of battles. But could you please tell me why? Was it because of his daughter?
Porson tossed a clean serviette to Tyria.
Whoops! Gang away there, chap. Here comes the old Nosh. And not before flipping time, eh, Quarters?
An outsized platter of salad, a big bowl of soup, a full loaf of wheat bread, and a tankard overflowing with burdock and nettle squash clattered down in front of Tyria. She regarded it with awe.
There's enough here for the three of us.
Quartle chaffed her.
Oh, come on now, old thing. It's only a light summer repast. Personally, I'm always jolly well hungry by supper time. Ain't that right, Porters?
His table maid gestured early.
Anything you can't cope with, sing it over to me in the old quarters. We'll deal with it, what?
Tyria glared from one to the other.
Will you please stop avoiding my questions?
Pay no heed to these two gauntless scoffing machines, young'un. I can tell you all you want to know. Move over there, you famine-faced wastebins.
The hare who had seated himself at the guest table was a rough-looking customer. He was tall and sinewy, sable-furred, with a scar running through his face from ear tip to jaw. Both subalterns went politely quiet. The new guest unsheathed the very long basket-hilted rapier and laid it on the table.
Captain Raphael Grandon at your service, young'un. I take it you're inquiring about Major Blaindale.
Tyria answered respectfully.
I am, sir. If you'll pardon me saying, the Major is a rather odd creature.
The captain indicated the crowded mess hall with a sweep of his eyes.
We're all odd creatures in one way or another. No doubt you've heard the saying, madder than a March hare. There's more than a few of them here, miss, but I know what you mean. I served under Major Cuthbert when I was a sergeant. In those seasons, he was a perilous fighter. The bravest warrior on this mountain. Anyhow, to cut a long story short, I'll tell you what made him wilder than a badger lord with the blood wrath. He had a daughter named Petunia, a real beauty, quiet and gentle. She was the flower of the Long Patrol. Many a young rancor lost his heart to her, I can tell you. Well, one autumn day, she was out on the shore, a league from here, gathering shells and coloured stones, as many hair maids are apt to do.
Captain Grandon paused, staring at his long sword blade. Both young subalterns urged him on.
What happened then, Captain Leif?
Was it the vermin, sir?
He nodded somberly.
Aye, sea raiders, a whole crewload of the scum. They'd anchored round the North Point and come ashore. Petunia saw them, of course. When she tried to run back here and raise the alarm, they brought her down with arrows, slew her and left her laying in the shallows. A poor, innocent hairmaid who'd never harmed any beast.
Tyria felt the hair on her nape prickling.
Major Cuthbert found out, of course, Captain Rafe.